Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favourite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.
You think you know what we're going to talk about.
And welcome back to Three Fates Decide.
It just sounds more dramatic that way.
All right, so this week we are going to be talking about...
But just when you least expect it, we changed the game.
One Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
I mean, we always celebrated Easter.
Harry Potter the Half-Blood Prince.
So we're going to do another free talk, freestyle thing, no planned discussion.
At the end of the day, only one thing matters. We decide.
We're going to hit the main highlights.
That is the thing that we were saying back in that episode.
A quick recap.
Three Fates Decide podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Three Fates Decide. My name's Mary, and I'm with my two co-hosts, Sam and Liz. Say hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
All right. We are going to be talking today about something that is a little bit of a blast from the past for the three of us, especially. We are going all the way back to the late 80s, early, and pretty much all of the 90s. We are going back and talking about 90s comedy / sitcom TV shows. These were some of the best shows that you could have found, that you could have watched. A lot of them have a lot of staying power, even to this day, and the messages that they put out there and the topics that they broached. Some, unfortunately, would not be able to be made in this day and age because of some of the other things that they talked about, which... was obviously not right back then the way they did, but the 90s was a wild generation. I'm gonna just put it out there.
Yeah, and we didn't care about anything back then.
No, but we have learned. We have since learned, and we're trying to do better. So
yes, yeah. So it's funny because like when we were talking about this, and we were. Like, oh, let's do, like, you know, 90s comedies. And then it was like, oh, yeah, like, especially the sitcoms. And I'm going through, like, this list that I got of the top 30 comedies of the 1990s. And I would have to say, like, 97% are, like, sitcoms.
Yeah. I found the 40 best 90s sitcoms we loved growing up.
Oh, I'm excited.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I was like reading through these, looking through this list and reading through this list. I'm like, I still watch that to this day.
Yeah,
you know. And then other ones, I'm like, oh my god, I forgot about that one.
Oh god, so good. Yeah. I'm actually excited for this episode.
Yes, and hell, there are some that are still going.
Yeah,
that are still going.
I'm sure you listeners know exactly which show that is.
There's a couple of them, in fact. And there's one that actually didn't, that has only been off the air for a few years. That I didn't realize had gone as long as it did.
Let's get going. I can't wait to hear.
Yeah. All right.
Let's start with your list. You have more than I do.
Yeah, I'm going to go all the way to the bottom and work my way up.
Okay.
Now, this is not to say that these are just the way it's listed in BuzzFeed. That is not necessarily our opinions on where we think these should be, because I think a few of them should be higher than they are, but that's just me.
Okay.
There was number 40 is called Two of a Kind, and it starred the Olsen twins, Mary-Kate and Ashley. But I never watched this one, so I don't really know that much about it.
I don't think it was on that long. I think they were just trying, because the problem with like the Olsen twins, and not necessarily that it was like a problem, but probably the reason why like they like stay away from acting these days, mm-hmm. is like they were so exploited once they got old enough. You know, it was like when they started reaching like that really cute age with like the "you got it, dude," and like, you know, they had like little funny personalities and stuff. Like, I feel like they like got exploited. They had like their own production company. They had, you know, all like their own little movies and you know, tapes and all that stuff for kids to watch at home. And then when Full House ended, they tried to jump into this, and it just didn't take off.
Yeah,
it didn't. I don't know how long it stayed on, but it was not very long.
Right. Yeah, I can't even, like, the title doesn't even ring a bell to me.
Number 39 was Kenan and Kel.
I love this show.
I know. It was probably one of my favorites. I liked Kenan and Kel. It was such a good.
Who loves orange soda?
Exactly.
Kel loves orange soda.
Yeah, it was just great. It was great. And they were really good about breaking that fourth wall that people, what they call the fourth wall, where they were like addressing you as the audience and they're not in character.
Right.
So they were really good at that. And it was like really, really funny. I loved it. Number 38 is Freaks and Geeks. Now, I didn't watch this one as much, but there's a lot of big name stars that were in it.
Yeah,
big name stars. James Franco, even though he's very problematic, but he is still, a lot of people know who the hell James Franco is.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know the kid's name, but he's in Stranger Things, if I remember correctly. Now.
Okay.
I'd have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure. And I know
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I was gonna say Seth Rogen.
Jason Segel.
Yes, I was like, I'm looking at the faces and I'm like, I recognize faces, I can't tell you names. Other than James Franco, who's the only one I know. I'm like, shit, I know that one.
Yeah,
there's a lot. I don't know who's the chick. I know her.
Linda Cardellini.
Yeah, that's it. Linda Cardellini. Let me see here.
John Francis Daly. Yep. Sam Levine,
mm-hmm.
Martin Starr,
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. A lot of people got their start. Busy Phillips was in it.
Yeah. There's a ton, like a ton of people.
Got their start, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's who it is. It's John Francis Daly. It's not the same kid, but I was like, he's familiar. What's he in? He was on Bones. That's where I know him from. Bones. The Larry Sanders Show. That was number 37. I never watched this one, so I don't know anything about it.
Yeah,
me either.
Number 36 was Dharma and Greg.
Oh, I remember that show. Yes. I don't watch it like a lot, but I do remember watching that show a little bit.
Yeah, well, same here.
Yeah. And I just, every time I see it, I just think Hotch.
Yeah, he's like the clean cut, like conservative, like guy, and she's like this, like crazy, like hippie.
Yep.
Like.
Yep. Just Shoot Me, which was kind of. I remember watching this some.
Yeah, I remember that show.
Yeah,
too. I didn't watch it a lot. This one I did watch, but I should not have been watching it at my age. Was Wings.
Yeah,
I remember Wings. I remember I liked it. I remember I liked it, at least in the beginning.
I used to watch it with my dad.
Yeah. I probably should not have been watching it at the age. We probably should not have watched it at the age we watched it.
Yeah, but well.
It was the 90s.
Exactly.
Well, some of the jokes probably went over our heads, though.
Thank God. Blossom. That was a huge one.
That was a huge hit for like teenagers and stuff. I didn't watch it that much, but I didn't watch
the entire run of it or anything. Like I don't remember.
I watched several I watched like maybe a season or two of it, and I never really watched all of it though.
But yeah, I definitely remember watching it. I did like it in the beginning, and then like I kind of lost track of it.
The Drew Carey Show.
Yeah, I remember this show too.
Oh my god, I love this show.
I love the show too. I even enjoyed it was the whole reason why I got into Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Which I love so much.
Same. But oh my god, that was like one of the Drew Carey Show. I love that show. This is one I watched religiously. Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I personally think this should be higher on the list.
Oh, 100%. I used to watch that like every day.
Yes.
Oh yeah, same here.
I love the show. And it's like going back and looking at the show and like reading all the shows, I'm like, oh my god, I got so much nostalgia just from like seeing the names of the shows. Like, I remember that show. I remember that.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Sister. I didn't watch this one as much, but I remember it.
I watched the show a lot. I love the show.
Yeah. This is one I watched a lot. Family Matters, which I think should be higher on the list than it is.
Yes, Family Matters.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes. Yeah. Which is what's so funny is like Steve Urkel was only supposed to be a guest character.
I know.
He became so popular, they basically then built the show around him.
I know. But it was great. I mean, I loved it. It was that was like one of the best shows ever.
It is kind of odd though. Well, not odd, but it in a way it's a bit sad though that like Jaleel White developed like a complex over it afterwards. You know.
I know.
But it happens, unfortunately.
Yes, but it was such a good show. Home Improvement.
Oh, my dad loved this show. I used to watch it with him all the time.
Oh yeah, Home Improvement.
Yes, I watched that one like all the time. I didn't watch this. I've watched this some, but I didn't watch it a lot. Mad About You.
I was actually thinking about this show not too long ago, and I couldn't think of the name of it. So like, I'm like glad that we're doing this because I'm like, I could not think of the name of the show.
Yeah. Mad About You. I watched it, but it wasn't one that I was like, I have to see it every week it came out. You know, it wasn't one of those.
Yeah, it's the kind of show, like, I remember where I think you have to be kind of like the two characters, the main characters, to like really appreciate it. It's not to say it's like a bad show, but it's like if you're not, you know, in a relationship or you're not like married or whatever, you wouldn't fully appreciate like the situations they get, you know, involved in every episode, you know? Like if you're like a young kid and you're completely single, no, you know, not even a boyfriend or a girlfriend or anything. It's like some of the things it's hard to relate to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at the same time, it also comes across as a little bit more sophisticated, I guess you could say, the humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sports Night. I never watched this one. I know nothing about it.
Nope. Yeah, I didn't watch it either.
Okay, now this is one that if I could find it, and I need to look for it and see if I can find it on something other than YouTube, I will watch it over and over and over and over and over again. Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. I didn't realize that was a 90s show.
I know. Like, but John Lithgow in this show was... It was like the best. Oh my God. I love that show. We still quote this show to this day in my family. Because my dad is the post commander for our VFW post in our town. And we always jokingly call him the High Commander because of this show. Because they were always communicating with the High Commander, and they had that weird like head thing that they had to do, salute thing.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
You know, so,
I love the show.
Yeah, I mean, this show, like, it really makes you really appreciate John Lithgow's talent, you know? Mm-hmm. Because it's like, for some people, maybe their first impression of him, like, he's one of those actors where he can do both very serious, dramatic stuff and comedy. And it's like, depending on like what you saw him first in, you become shocked that he can do the other thing. You know what I mean? It's like, if you, if your first thing of him is like some, you know, like say Winston Churchill or something.
Oh my God. He was so good as Winston Churchill too.
Yeah. Right. Like, I mean, he's such a versatile actor, which is basically what you're getting at, Liz, is he's a very versatile actor.
Yeah, so you're shocked that, you know, he can do comedy when you watch Third Rock from the Sun, as an example, and vice versa, you know.
Yes. King of Queens. This still, I still watch this every once in a while on TV.
Yeah, I see it on TV sometimes. I like this show.
And I'll flip it on, especially if I want something that's like, I don't necessarily call this like mind-numbing, but it's the type of show that you can like put on and not have to pay, like have full pay attention to it. And you still understand exactly what's going on.
Right.
And it's still funny because even though you're not like paying up, you're not like 100% focused on it, you're still getting the comedy and the quirkiness and the funniness from it while you're doing something completely different.
Right.
You know, it's one of those that I like to have in like, it's like a background show for me.
Yeah. No, I agree.
That 70s show.
I wasn't really into this show.
I wasn't.
Like, I know now, like, they're doing that 90s show, though I don't know how well that did, but
yeah.
This wasn't one of my, like, go tos. Like, if I see it on TV most of the time, I'll change the channel.
That's kind of the way I was too. This was not one that I actually really watched. But the next one is one that should be higher on the list for me. And I watch the show religiously.
Mm-hmm.
Boy Meets World.
Absolutely. When I got Disney Plus, the first thing I did was watch all of Boy Meets World.
Right? Right?
and what's like, really
it was just such a good show.
I mean, it was very relatable. Because, I mean, like, we were all, like, about the same age as Corey and his friends. At the time.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, what's also nice is the fact that, like, you know, especially if you happen to be on social media and stuff, the thing is that it's great how the cast get along really well. Like, they're honestly friends with each other. Like, you see them, you know, constantly, like, you know, posting stuff, taking pictures with each other, like on off things that have.
Well, they have a podcast. Well, three of them have a podcast together.
I heard about that, and but I haven't gotten around to checking that out.
Apparently Ben Savage has kind of cut himself off from everybody now that he's like running for like political office, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, but in a way, I kind of understand why he's doing it because he's trying to put he's trying to put forward a more mature and respectable front than the quirky, fun-loving Corey Matthews that we all fell in love with. You know what I mean? I mean, it's sad that he's doing it, but at the same time, I kind of understand why he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I wish he didn't feel like he needed to do that.
Right.
But the next one could not be made in this day and age for any reason whatsoever. Married with Children.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
This is not one that could ever be made. If this one was perfect for the 90s because in the 90s just nobody gave a damn. They didn't. I mean,
that's true. Totally true.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But 100%. I loved Married with Children. I still love Married with Children.
It had its moments for me, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing of it is that if I remember correctly as to when... Yeah, Ed O'Neill. If I remember correctly, I think he was at college at the same time my dad was. And I think they went to the same college. Moesha?
Ah, yeah, Moesha. I've only seen a little bit of it,
but
I never
really...
This was
not one of my...
It.
Yeah,
I just don't know why I never got into some of the others.
Yeah,
it's a good show, but it just shouldn't be as high on the list. I mean,
it shouldn't
be
20.
Don't get me wrong.
It needs to. Yeah, I mean, like I said, there should have been some, like Boy Meets World should have been above it. There were so many others that should have been above it, honestly.
Yeah,
Party of Five.
Oh, I remember this show. That was a sad show.
I'm not sure why it's not a sitcom. I didn't think.
Or a comedy either. I thought it was like a recorded. Like, I don't remember it being like a sitcom. Well, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it was supposed to be, but it really kind of evolved into something completely different. But it did touch on some big topics, especially when Nev Campbell's character had the miscarriage.
Yeah.
Okay. Spin City with starring Michael J. Fox before his Parkinson's got too bad.
Yeah, I remember watching a bit of it before.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch much of it, but I remember some of it.
It was really interesting seeing him as a completely different type of character from Alex P. Keaton.
Right. The next one I think should be higher on the list is The Nanny.
Yes, I'm The Nanny.
Oh my god, this
the now SAG president.
Yes, the current SAG president.
Yeah, but I'm just like this show, and I can still hear her voice in my head to this day, and I haven't heard her talk in at least a decade or more. But I can still hear her in my head.
Yeah. She was very much involved with the show. Not just like acting in it, but like she was very much involved with the show. And that just made her portrayal of the character even more better.
But it was just like I loved that show. It was such a good show. Saved by the Bell, which
Every morning. Yes.
Oh yes.
Every afternoon.
God, I loved it.
Yes.
Loved it.
It was on the weekend and it was like on Saturday morning and it was like also on like, you know, after school. On a different channel for me. Different channels.
So it's so funny because like I've seen like videos and stuff that because you know, obviously like everyone loved Zach Morris, you know, like Zach was obviously Mario Lopez is a very good looking man or whatever. So like, I'm sure there were girls that loved AC Slater, but like Zach Morris was like the heartthrob of the show, I would say, where, you know, he was like the bad boy, you know, popular or whatever. Yeah, and like,
there's I think that's literally why
like
they
YouTube videos that show like what a horrible person he really was.
Yes,
like the character was just horrible.
Yeah. But I think that's also why they brought in Mario Lopez and AC Slater, his character, to kind of bounce that, like, so you've got the clean cut, quote unquote, he was just kind of like, he was always considered like the jokey, mm-hmm. not necessarily a bully, but
no,
he was never portrayed as a bully, but he really was a bully.
Yes.
I mean,
yes. And then he was a narcissistic, like gaslighter.
Oh, he was.
Get rich he was. Quick schemes.
Yes. And then they bring in Mario, who is supposed to be your quote unquote bad boy rebel, you know. But Slater just ended up being like the genuinely nice guy.
Right.
You know, and it really showcased and portrayed that Zach wasn't as nice as everybody thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
And then poor Dustin Diamond. Poor Screech.
Yeah.
You don't know who to believe in that scenario, you know, like, because, like, if you don't know, like, Dustin Diamond came out and basically said, like, everybody on the show was horrible to him. He was also considerably younger than the rest of them. So that's number one.
Yeah.
And then he was an odd, may he rest in peace, but he was an odd person.
He was.
And didn't, I guess, click with the rest of the cast. So even though the dynamic on the show was very, like, was awesome, like, they all looked like they were best friends. You would have thought that, like, in real life, these people were best friends. Dustin did not get along with really any of them. And after the show was done, when he was an adult, he had no problem throwing them all under the bus. Now, yeah, they obviously came back and was like, well, that's not true, you know, whatever. So I don't, you know, you don't know who to believe. Obviously, the only people that know what happened are the people that were involved. But yeah,
exactly.
Still a good show. Exactly.
It was. It was really a good show. Seinfeld.
I didn't watch it. My grandparents loved it.
I remember watching this. And it's still, and it's, the tagline I saw for it was, it is still the funniest show about nothing that has ever aired.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it really was, like, about nothing. It was just about, like, this group of friends that, yeah, like, nothing. There's no
plot. It was absolutely nothing.
I remember watching it too, and I remember feeling like, most of the time I'm like, what's so funny about this? But then every once in a while there were like some jokes that actually worked well for me, but a lot of the time I was like, I don't understand what's so funny about this.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because I'm not the target audience.
Yeah. But I mean, I understand it more now that I'm older. And if I like, on occasion I see an episode, then I'm like, oh, okay, now I get it. Now I get why it is so funny. Because at the time when I was a kid, I didn't get how funny it was, but I still watched it with my mom and dad.
Yeah. Right.
So, News Radio. I remember watching News Radio. I didn't watch it a lot, but I do remember watching some of it.
Yeah, yes. I remember watching it too.
Who was murdered by his wife.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What is his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly,
like,
I felt
talk
like
about potential. Like,
yeah, I kind of felt like Phil Hartman was really what
Phil
made
Hartman
the show great.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank Phil Hartman.
I personally felt like Phil Hartman was what made the show really great. And
Yeah, definitely.
And don't get me wrong, Dave Foley did real pretty good as well. But, you know, it's like, still, you know, he wasn't quite as dynamic as, like, Phil Hartman. So, you know, I think after, you know, what happened to Phil, the show just wasn't quite as great, you know, as it was in the earlier seasons when he was still on it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Frasier.
Frasier.
Yeah, I watched that show.
I watched the show. It was one that I, now that I'm older and I think back on it, I understand why it was funny. But at the time, I didn't. You know?
Yeah, again, it was something I watched, like, with my dad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my dad had it on. So I was like, all right, well, I got to watch this.
Yeah, basically.
Weirdly enough, I kind of felt like I understood the jokes better than I did with Seinfeld. I think it's because Seinfeld is more absurdist a little bit. That, and also a lot, to be honest, like, a lot of the characters in Seinfeld are not very likable, and that's what I personally can't stand. This isn't a me thing, but I personally cannot stand watching a show where either I don't like any of the characters or a majority of the characters are unlikable to me. I just can't watch it after that. And I kind of felt that way to some extent with Seinfeld. I think that's another thing I couldn't get into for me. But that's just a me thing.
Yeah. All right. King of the Hill. I remember watching this with my dad.
Yeah.
This was one of the stupidest shows I think I've ever watched. The Simpsons.
Which is one of the ones that's still going.
Exactly.
I'll be honest, I haven't watched it in a really long time.
I haven't either.
I don't know how they still have content. Like, at some point, like, don't you just run out of ideas?
You would think, but they somehow they have it. It's kind of like South Park.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you'd have thought South Park would have run its course about a decade ago. It hasn't yet.
Yeah. I don't get it, but...
I don't either. All right. This one, I think, should be... This one, personally, for me, it was probably one of... Should have been in the top five. It is in the top 10. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
Yeah.
This show was...
Everyone can rap that song.
Exactly. I still... I know that song by heart to this day. God, I know that. I love that song.
It's not a sitcom, but I'm curious, like, I didn't watch it, but, like, did either of you try watching, like, the more serious, dramatic remake, I guess you could call it, of Fresh Prince?
No.
No.
Because I don't want it to ruin the love that I have.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. It's like, I'm not ruining the original by watching the remake. The original was perfect.
Oh, Uncle
right.
Phil.
Yeah.
Number 9, The Wonder Years.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I yeah. The Wonder Years, yeah.
And this
Sorry.
Yes. And this show, we've already talked about Ben Savage in Boy Meets World. Well, this was his brother, Fred Savage.
Yes, his bro.
Yeah.
His
although
big
Ben
brother.
Although Ben did get a cameo.
Yes, he did. But yeah. Now this is one that has only been off the air for the last about 6 years. Murphy Brown.
Really?
Didn't it go off and come back on?
It went off the air in final. It hasn't been on since 2018.
Wow, it was on for that long.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't remember watching like the later episodes of it. But I remember watching like the earlier episodes of it.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And I was just like, I was like looking and I saw what time when it went off. I was like, and it was on for a long ass time.
Who knew?
Seriously.
Obviously it was doing well enough to stay on.
Yes. This is another one that could not be made in this day and age. Roseanne.
Well, you know,
they tried to bring it back by using Darlene and Becky, but I don't think it did as well.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of like what your personal feelings are on Roseanne Barr, you can't deny like the character Roseanne really
was
to the show.
Hilarious. Yeah. And the thing of it is that this show is like my family in a way.
I said it was like the quintessential, like, you know.
Yeah.
Middle class. Well,
yeah. But this is the way my family act. Some of my family actually acts like these people. That's what I mean. Like, oh my God. It's hilarious. But it's really funny. But it is not one that could be made nowadays at all.
No, absolutely not.
Nope. Okay. I watched this a little bit. Living Single.
I remember watching this show. I do. Yeah. I do remember. And being like, is this what it's like to be a grown-up? Like, it's all fun and like, you know.
Yeah. And then we became grown-ups and we're like, that show lied.
Yeah.
It's
life is not like this. Adulting sucks.
At all. Mm-hmm. All right. A Different World.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh,
that
I remember
show.
That started show. In the 80s, yes.
But it was like quintessential 90s. But I remember this show because
I remember it too.
It did talk about a lot of serious issues too.
Yeah.
The way it was so good. Oh God, it was a good one. I never watched this one much. Martin.
No, Lawrence I wasn't.
This was not one that I really was into.
Yeah, I didn't really watch that.
Yeah, if you're not into his type of comedy, then you're just not gonna get into it.
All right. Number three, and I personally think it could be slightly lower on the list. Slightly lower. Is Friends.
Don't fight with me.
I'm not fighting with you. I didn't say it shouldn't be on the list at all. I just said it should be slightly lower on the list.
I'm surprised they didn't put it as number one. Like, everybody puts it on like the number one list on the list.
Yeah, I'm shocked because it's obviously still being aired on TV. And
You could disagree with the ranking, but I'm just saying I'm surprised that it's not number one because most other people put it like number one.
Yeah, especially considering what is, wait till you find out what is number one. And I'm like, well, that's just stupid because that show should have definitely been towards the bottom.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know we've talked about this before. Obviously, I'm a huge, huge Friends fan. And, you know, could definitely quote it like crazy. But again, it's another one of those shows that you couldn't, like, and they, even like the actors, like, say, like, that it's not a show that you could necessarily do today because, you know, they do make a lot of jokes in regards to like weight and, you know, things like, you know, things of that nature that in today's world is an absolute no-no.
Yeah. Number two, my parents still watch this at night when they can find it. Everybody Loves Raymond.
I do love this show.
I do too. I do like this show. I really did.
My brother used to like joke about how like we are like not exactly like them, but like slightly like them because of the fact that he lives across the street from me and my parents. And it's because my parents technically do own the house he lives in. So he's like So he used to he would joke about how he's like Raymond, basically.
Now, for me personally, I understand why this is probably number one now after reading what it was talking about here, and I do remember it. But at the same time, this was just not one of my shows that I really liked. Number one on this list is Will and Grace.
I did like Will and Grace. And I mean, they even brought it back for a little bit. I did like it, but I feel like it was for only like I don't want to say like a certain dynamic, but it was like, I don't know. It wasn't for everybody, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is probably why, like, for you, it would be on the lower end of the list. Though, what's his name is absolutely hilarious. Actually, two of them.
And I know which two you're talking about.
Sean Hayes and Megan Mullally.
Yes.
They're both hilarious. They're both hilarious.
Those two, they had the best chemistry.
Made that show. I watched it for them.
On screen as a dynamic duo friendship that it was amazing to watch those two act together because it was just like, those two kept you in stitches the entire time.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I think it helped that they were like basically dialing it up to like 11. That's what made it even funnier, honestly.
They made that show.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like when you like, you know, watch them, you know, as themselves, like, you know, you're like, wow, you guys really dialed it up to like 12, not even 11, 12.
Yeah, they looked down it up to like 100.
They had to be exhausted after each day, like
active. Oh my god, those two together were amazing. They're hilarious. But
they should have been the show. They should have been the show.
They should have.
Although maybe that would have been too much. Maybe it's too much for people to handle.
Yeah. So, but like I said, this just was not as much as I love the dynamic of those two. It was not a show that I really got into. So.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't see it being number one.
Mm-hmm.
Like Liz says, even though I'm not a huge Friends fan, and I'm surprised it wasn't number one, honestly.
Well, right, because it is still just so popular.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you would think, but. But I mean, it's funny because I'm looking at the list that I have. It's the top 30 best comedy shows of the 90s. And most of them, actually almost all of them, are on your list. I see, I'm just going through real quick. So far, just one, two, three. maybe one of them was on, but four shows that were not on your list. Five that were not on your list. Now, not all five of these are sitcoms, but one of the first ones that I know I loved as a kid was Dinosaurs.
I love dinosaurs.
Although
they ended the show is kind of weird, though.
I think they must have been upset that it was ending, and they were like, "Screw this!"
Yeah. But I love Dinosaurs. I did. I love Dinosaurs. It was such a good show.
It was also a bit weird hearing Elmo's voice coming out of Farrah.
That's one. The next one is Ellen, which I didn't watch.
I didn't watch it, but I remember it. I remember it, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, which is obviously Ellen DeGeneres, in case you don't know, who then wound up having her own talk show for several years that just ended recently. But yeah, so that went from 94 to 98. And then I can't remember if this one was on your list, Coach.
No.
It wasn't.
But I love that show. I used to watch. Yeah. Like, I just remember Monday nights, my mom would go bowling, and my dad, we would watch Jeopardy and Coach. And oh, so good. And then they have Step by Step.
Oh, yeah. I remember that show.
It wasn't on. That wasn't on our list either.
No. Nope.
I liked it in the beginning, but not as much.
I think it was one of those shows that went on a little too long. I think they just tried a little. And then the big one, I think, for me, and tell me if you guys think I'm wrong, but Full House.
I know. I was surprised Full House wasn't on here.
I mean, I guess it's because it's like a good portion of it was in the 80s. So they probably consider it more of an 80s.
It started in, hold on.
87 to 95.
Yeah, okay. But I'm guessing they probably consider more of an 80s show than a 90s, even though technically a large chunk of it was in the 90s. But
well, a lot of the shows that I talked about started in the 80s.
That's true. Yeah. But I don't know, it's not just these lists, like a lot of other lists I've seen, whether it's like a literal article list or, you know, it's a thing, you know, like one of those countdown things you see like on TV or whatever. More often than not, they put Full House as an 80s show and not a 90s show. Not, you know, not my decision, but that's just what I've noticed. So
that may be, but they would be wrong.
They're wrong.
They are wrong.
Maybe we should make our own listicle.
Nice try for them, but they failed.
Exactly.
Well, like I said, maybe we should make our own listicle for this.
Seriously. Obviously, we don't know the age range for our listeners, but if you were alive around the same time as us and, you know, you had seen a lot of these shows, which ones were your favorite, or and did we miss any? Because I'm trying to think. It's so hard to think.
I was going so many shows back then. Oh my god,
right, because these lists are like about some of the more popular ones, I guess you could say. I mean, they definitely wouldn't include like any of the fails, because there were definitely plenty of shows that were really fails.
I mean, I'm going back a little bit more into the 80s now, but I swear it was, I think it was Pippi Longstocking.
And Rainbow Bright. Now, wasn't Pippi Longstocking, or am I thinking anything else that was live action?
So Pippi Longstocking, I know, had a movie. I don't know if it had a show. There was a Pippi Longstocking TV series in 1997. Look at that. Huh. Oh, and well, okay. And 1969, but that's a little far back.
Yeah, we weren't going back to that one.
It was a cartoon.
Okay, it was a cartoon. I just remember.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Did you like what you heard on our episode today? Well, then feel free to come back and listen to us again. You can find us on all different streaming sites, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Spotify, you name it, we're there. And if you really like us, feel free to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Three Fates Decide. That's THREE Fates Decide. You can also email us at threefatesdecide@gmail.com. And check out our website at threefatesdecide.com to find other episodes, information about your three hosts, and all of our other links. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on Three Fates Decide.
Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favorite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.